Philippians chapter 3. I want to read just two verses, verses 13 and 14. I was reading Alexander McLaren about these two verses, and I was, a couple of paragraphs in or something, and I ran across these something like these words, that his text for the first Sunday of the year. So somewhere along the line, just switch it over. I don't know if you're all hearing all that roar and ring, but just flip it back to the pulpit mic. Somewhere along the line, he preached this from these verses on the first Sunday of the year. A little bit interesting. Verse 13, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." He had a four-point outline. The first point was, make God's aim your aim. Make God's aim your aim. The second one, concentrate all effort on this one aim. Pursue this end with a wise forgetfulness, forgetting those things which are behind. This one thing I do. Every effort for this one aim, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, pursue this end with a wise forgetfulness. And then finally, he said, pursue the aim with a wise, eager reaching forward. Wise, eager reaching forward. I think that's four points of good admonition for us to consider for the first Sunday of another year. Quite a few years following the time that he preached it, I'm sure. Make God's aim your aim. Concentrate all effort on this one aim. Pursue this end with a wise forgetfulness. Pursue the aim with a wise, eager reaching forward. What are your goals for 2017? What are you reaching for? Now realize that Paul is ultimately talking about the prize eternally. But I don't believe that while he was reaching for the prize eternally that he lost sight of the present goals between. He was reaching for those as well. He was stretching for those as well. Even though he was not free to do a lot of things that he would like to have been able to do. What are your goals for 2017? Let me give you three goals to aim for. Three goals. It's not much. Three things to, I'm not talking about your New Year's resolutions. I'm talking about three goals to press for, three goals to eagerly reach forward for in this year. I don't know if this number one is number one or not. I don't know that we could really separate any one of the three, but I kind of like this first one. That's why I'm giving it to you first. Pray and seek for revival. I'm talking about a revival of holiness. I'm talking about a revival of God's presence. I'm talking about a reviving in our heart, a stirring to the point of change within our heart to be a firebrand for Him. A revival of God's presence. A revival that will bring about conviction to the lost. A revival that will bring about a passion for the lost. A revival that will change us. I mean, bring us, give us, provide a revival, a moving of God's Spirit in His presence that will stir our hearts to change. Can you reach for and pray for a revival in 2017? It's going to take us seeking Him. It's going to take us bowing low before Him. And then it's going to take us probably to the point where our feet begin to carry that prayer ourselves, to do something for ourselves in the matter. God's just not going to strike us on the head and say, here's a revival on a silver platter. It's going to take us seeking, searching, praying, eagerly anticipating, wanting to have a revival. The second thing that I'd like for you, suggest for you to have a goal for in 2017, don't mark it off immediately when I say it, but I challenge you to set for a goal, not only to pray for, seek after revival, but also I challenge you to set for a goal in 2017 to win somebody to Jesus Christ and to disciple them in the faith. Win somebody to Jesus Christ and disciple them in the faith. I don't know how some of the time, the people of yesteryear, how the people that came before us, how they would pray, Lord, let me lead somebody daily to Christ. But they did. Could we be challenged and could we set as a goal, could we set for something that we would pray for and seek after, that we could win one person to Christ in 2017 and disciple them in the faith? If a third of us, if a third of our congregation could accomplish that, we'd be forced into a building project. Lord, let it be so. Not just for the sake of the project, but let it be so that we could see souls saved and discipled in the faith. The third one perhaps is the easiest one. It's no less value than the other two, but perhaps it's the easiest one. Set for a goal in 2017, and I really wish that I had the courage to send around a piece of paper and had you sign your name. Who would join with this goal? Oh, it's easy enough. But for accountability's sake, to be able to pass around the paper and sign your name. You say, okay, let's hear what it is. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. Set for a goal in 2017 that you'll read the Bible through this year. This is just the first day, so if you didn't get started today, you're not very far behind. You can catch up before the next Sunday comes around. Do I have any takers on that? Could you set that as a goal for 2017? Pressing forward in 2017 to read the Bible through. It takes a commitment. It takes a a desire to keep up with the commitment. But it is a reality. It is a possibility. It's perhaps, as I said, the easiest one of the three. Pressing toward the mark for the prize. God's aim. That's all I'm asking for. Things that would be beneficial spiritually. The revival, the winning of a soul to Christ, and the discipleship of that individual, and the reading through of the Scripture. I would challenge you to take those three goals on for this year. Let's join together in those three goals for this year. To see that God would come in revival. Not just a revival meeting, but God would come in revival. And to see others brought to Calvary, to Jesus Christ, and the discipleship of those individuals, and then the reading of God's Word. Let's band together and do that. Will you sign your name? See what God can do for us this year. Anticipate big things, because if we don't set goals, we'll just slide through. But set a goal and press towards that goal. See what God will do for us this year. Let's stand together. ...364 more days of the year. I believe God has something great in store for us. I believe God wants to do something for us. Beyond the usual, past the ordinary. As long as we don't settle for mediocrity. Let's press. Praise God. Praise God. Michelle Gibson, would you dismiss us in prayer?